All right, y'all. Baby, Operation Kickback. All right, Tuesday. It's on, y'all. The sun is out. We out here chilling now. You know, nice little spring day. Much love. Thanks, y'all, for tuning in again, y'all. This is Operation Kickback. My name is Michael J. Netherly Sr., a.k.a. Rockbox. And we're going to chill today. We got a good music selection for you today. We're going to talk about a few things like we always do. First of all, we got this Trump situation going on. Right or wrong, you know, we're supposed to pray for people. You know what I mean? Regardless, everybody is not good. Everybody is not bad. And we all born with a sinful nature. That's why we supposed to get a relationship with the Lord so he can help us get that sinful nature out of us, because that's what he died for. You hear what I'm saying? And then if, you know what I'm saying? If Jesus got unconditional love, I think we supposed to have it too. That's part of the characteristics. You know what I'm saying? So, all you can do is pray for him. You know what I mean? Because we don't know what the outcome is going to be. Because it's deep. Because if he get convicted, what's supposed to happen? Do we get another candidate? You know, or what? You know, I don't know. It's deep, you know. And everybody else ain't in that situation. It's him. So it's deep. And then you think about it. Old boy that took the stand today, he already did some time. So it's deep, y'all. I mean, I know it's a lot of people out there that's down with them and everything like that. I ain't got nothing against y'all neither. None of that. I'm just saying, but, you know, just pray for your boy. You know what I'm saying? Just pray for your boy, because it's starting to get deep. And then I don't think college, and it's just my opinion, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to express it real quick because I got the platform, but it ain't to really defend nobody or nothing. But I mean, I know when I went into the military, they asked me was I was going to defend, you know what I'm saying, the United States, foreign or domestic. You hear what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Foreign or domestic. Now, I think every person that go to college for 4 years or more should be able to receive their documentation, their degrees or whatever, and they should be able to celebrate that with no problem. You know, I'm just saying that should be. I mean, they done went to school for 4 years. Why would you do that? Take that somewhere else. Leave the colleges alone. Because at the end of it, y'all act like y'all got all these rights. But at the end of the day, that is domestic. You hear what I'm saying? That is domestic. You know what I'm saying? But you in violation now. Why would you stop a whole ceremony and everything after they done earned their stuff? That's wrong. That is wrong. When is you know what I'm saying? Why'd you, and then if it's that deep, I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't know. And then maybe I don't have the whole scoop to say what I need to say, but for what I see right now, you know, you stopping people from, you know, celebrating what they accomplished, and that's wrong. I don't care what you're talking about. I don't care what's going on, you know. It ain't never happened before. It stuff happened over the world all the time. Ain't nobody else did that before. You know what I'm saying? Y'all could have been doing that a long time ago, if that's it. There's been wars and stuff going on. Why y'all didn't do that when we was over there helping Ukraine? You know? Ukraine been going at it for the past 2 years or so. Ain't nobody stopping nothing for that. But you soon... You know, I don't know. It just ain't cool, man. You know, I just hope, I just want to pray for everybody that's in that situation too. You know, and because it is deep, and then they got hostages still. 36 of them done passed away or whatever, done died. You know, now I understand all that, but that ain't the only thing that's going on. Haiti still got stuff going on. Africa's still got stuff going on. Israel, Ukraine. So, you know, I don't see Superman in real life. I don't see him going around saving the day for nothing. You know? So, I mean, come on, y'all. It's going to be okay. I just had to get that off my chest on the cool. I hope I didn't offend too many people or whatever. But, you know, I mean... It is what it is. So we're going to get into this first song. We're going to get into Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight, in a minute.
Bubba to the boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first I gotta bang bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the bang bang boogie, let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out. Well, I'm Imp the Dimp, the ladies pimp. The women fight for my delight. But I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shock the house for the young ladies. And when you come inside into the front, you do the freak spank or do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point with Tretter's trio, or when the Syrians join her from sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme. Because they say that miracles never cease. I've created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody! I say it those like this. While I was coming home late one dark afternoon, reporter stopped me for an interview. She said she's heard stories and she's heard fables that are vicious on the mic and the turntable. This young reporter I did adore, so I rocked the vicious rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn fly guy, I'm in love with you. The Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said I go by the name Lois Lane. And you can be my boyfriend, you surely can. Just let me quit my boyfriend called Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose, flying through the air and pantyhose. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said, you need a man who's got finesse and his whole name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but can he rock a party till the early light? He can't satisfy you with his little worm, but I can bust you out with my super sperm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it, do it, do it. And I'm here and I'm there, I'm Big Bang Hank, I'm everywhere. I just throw your hands up in the air and party hard like you just don't care. Let's do it. I don't stop, y'all. I take a talk, y'all. You don't stop. I go hotel, motel. And what you gonna do today? Some gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take a friend. I say skip, die. five, what can I say? I can't fit them all inside my OJ, so I just take half and bust them out. I give the rest to Master T so he can shock the house.
I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, you start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You rock it to the rhythm, shake it there. Air. You rock it to the beat without a care, cause the short shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of blind eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter to pop, to pop, to pop. Give it, give it, pop, to pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn.
Alright, alright, alright. That's Sugar Hill, y'all. Baby. Boy, I mean, when I first heard that, man, I told my mama, I was saying, Mama, they doing poetry with a rhythm. You know, she like, what you talking about? I was like, I'm just telling you. They was rapping. I didn't even say rapping. I was just saying, but they was doing poetry to the beat. And it was right on time. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. And I knew what I wanted to do ever since then. No lie. And that was way back in 79. And I really got full-fledged as far as rapping and beatboxing around about 83, 84, you know, yeah, 83, it was the summer of 83, but 84, I got full-fledged, but 83 is where, you know, I got my practice in, and then, you know, it became a battle zone. I was battling everybody over L.A. I used to go to Audubon, and they used to come up to Audubon and battle me, and I sent them right back home, you know, so that's how I started getting my name out there on the street. And then I end up moving to Linwood, and then did my thing up there too, and been representing Linwood ever since. You know, and they never let me down or nothing. Much love, shout out to the Linwood alumni. You know, all classes, baby. That's cool. Yeah, so, you know, I hope everybody out there enjoying their day. It's a nice sunny day. It started off cloudy and everything, you know. I say if you need to get some things done, it is a Tuesday, you know, say take care of it so you can be prepared for the rest of the week, you know. I mean, that's what most folks do. That's what I did today. I've been taking care of some stuff, so, and it's cool. I want to give a shout out to the Plaza, my boys and women over there at the Plaza. Shout out to Property, you know. Shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, you know. Everybody over here, all the different programs, City Heart, Veteran Council, you know, pretty soon we're going to be talking about different events and stuff that's coming up, because, you know, the summer is coming. And then if y'all have any ideas to do some things around here, I mean, you know, closed mouth don't get fed, you know. Let's do what we got to do to keep the morale up and keep everybody going, because everybody here is for a reason and a season, you know, no matter where you at, you know what I'm saying? You could be at Gateway, you could be at Anchor Place, you could be at the VRC, you know, you could be at the Plaza, and even the Cove eventually, or Savannah, you know what I'm saying, or the Women's Shelter, it don't matter. You know, let's do what we got to do to keep the community going, you know. And then if you want to make it better, start attending some of the social hall meetings that they have and different things like that, and put your input in it, and I'm sure it'll make it better. I've seen it done before. You know, I was here for 9 years, you know, so I know it can be done, but you know, sometimes it's what you put into it too. It ain't just something that you complain about all the time when you see something. You know, won't you go ahead and put your input and try to participate in a few things sometimes yourself? You know, that's how things get better. Not just sitting around smoking cigarettes, complaining all day. You know what I'm saying? That don't work. That ain't never did nothing for nobody. You know, so let's get active. If y'all want to make it better, let me say, participate in a few things or whatever. Let your voice be heard. You stay here. This is your residence, you know. And if you wanted to get good and be better or whatever, you need to put your input in it too. Because there's people before you that did the same thing. So, you know, you're not exempt or nothing. You could do the same thing too.
The show.
All right, y'all.
Sorry, I need a beat. I need a beat.
Okay, y'all. Well, we gonna start jamming again a little bit. I ain't gonna sit here and be talking all day like that. But the next jam I'm about to put out is from LL Cool J. It was one of his first songs. It got featured on Crush Groove. Y'all remember Crush Groove, the movie? He had put it out too, but I remember this was like 83, no, the summer of 84. The summer of 84. I remember having this, jamming this on my boombox. And this is LL Cool J, I Need a Beat, baby.
Elevates the scratch, excel. the world of music. Paparazzi, wealth and fame, the tour proposed of my name. I need a beat. Computerized, and the engineer's eyes have to be very acute. Education level high, the product is mine. Beat under rhyme, the control board part of the studio design.
All right, y'all. That was LL Cool J. I Need a Beat. Yeah, that was one of the first tracks he did. I don't know who mixed that song right there, but that's a mixed version. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't like the original, but it was good. I remember them days. I mean, walking down the strip in Venice Beach, you know, just bumping I Need a Beat. Oh, man. You had Michael Collier. He was doing this comedy back then. And then you had Red Hot Chili Peppers. They was out there on the side doing their thing. And then we was doing our thing. We would get a crowd and get stuff going. Somebody take off their hat and everybody put their little change in there. Whoever won the battle won the money. Oh, yeah, it was cool. We used to do it. And I was like 13 years old. You know, I was like rapping with grown men because, you know, I could do both. I could rap and beatbox. So I did either one, you know. And it was fun. We did. It was so fun. We had so much fun with it, you know. I'm just glad I was there to see it, to live it, and be here today to tell it, you know. It was cool, you know. Hip-hop is hip-hop. And then they got this thing going on with Drake and Kendrick Lamar. I'm not really paying attention to it, to be honest with you. Because, you know, beef is part of hip-hop to me. But it can go constructively, you know. Because back in the day, I remember when Ice-T and LL was going at it. Or LL and Kumo D or MC Shan, you know, or, you know, the whole Juice Crew against BDP. Oh, man, it was some classics. But, you know, everybody, it was in fun. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no, I'ma kill you and all this stuff like that. It wasn't none of that. It was just a, you know, constructive, agree to disagree type of thing. And then both parties actually made their little money off of it, too. And, you know, some of them is best friends to this day. And always have been. But, you know, it was just part of the biz for a minute. But I say, if y'all want to really, you know, say anything or do anything about hip hop, let's take it back. 1, 2, 3, ABC. Y'all the ones put all them rich people in the mix. It was better when it was just, you know, something for the street. You know, let's get it back. We got the power. We got the opportunity right now, because the average person now don't even need a record deal no more. Everything is at your fingertips. Most of the folks that have record deals done went. independent now too, trying to buy their masters back after 10 years or so or whatever. You know, you got to do what you got to do. But like, say, like, if you already had platinum hits, you know what I'm saying? Once you get your masters and stuff back, start you up a website, go independent, get you one of them little distributions you got from CD Baby, TuneCore, what's the other one? DistroKid, and it's a few other avenues, Empire, GT Digital, Symphonics, all that, you know. It's so many ways now that you can get yourself back together or whatever, but the whole deal, I mean, like for instance, Texas Underground, man, if you're an underground star with Texas, you that for the rest of your life. When I say they underground, it's lit with Little Kiki, Slim Thug, Trader Truth, UGK, you know what I'm saying, Bun B, Zero. Shout out to all of them that's keeping it going, you know. Rest in peace to Fat Pat, you know, to Big Mo. And shout out to the Ghetto Boys. Rest in peace, Bushwick, you know. what are the Fifth Ward Boys? Yeah, I ain't even talk about 007 and them. You know, 007 is Scarface's brother. You know what I'm saying? He did his thing too, the Fifth Ward Boys. Oh man, shout out to Flip. Just the whole Houston movement, the way y'all came together, the North and the South. Oh man, shout out to Jay Prince for putting it all together. Rap a Lot. You know what I'm saying? Swisher House, Screwed Up Click, all y'all, man, much love, because y'all came in at a time when it was kind of chaotic on the East and West, and y'all put water on the fire, you know what I'm saying? After it flamed up or whatever, y'all put water on the fire, or you could say, you know, you had the bread, you know, but now, you know, y'all put the meat in it. Now we got a whole sandwich. And shout out to the Midwest too. Midwest, y'all did y'all thing too. Twista, Common, you know, Bump J. Yeah, I heard of you, man. I done been down there a few times, man. Shout out to y'all still doing y'all thing down there. Midwest, Bone Thugs and Harmony with Cleveland, you know. And then, you know, Cleveland is also known for the funk and rock and roll. Did y'all know that? Yeah, you know, George Clinton and all of them. Come on, man. Ohio Players, man. Psh. Midwest did their thing too. They responsible for a lot of this stuff that go on today. So I'm trying to give a shout out to everybody, the East, the West, everybody that's contributed to make it. And I ain't just talking about hip hop. I'm talking about R&B, funk, rock and roll, punk rock, you know, heavy metal, all that. You know what I'm saying? Jimi Hendrix. Too, Run DMC with Aerosmith. You know, well, my favorite song is Rock Box from Run DMC. You know, that's where I get my name from, that, because that was my favorite song. But when I was at Audubon, instead of them calling me a beatbox, they used to say I was rock boxing. So I kept a rock box. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Ice Rock. He was one of the break dancers up there at Audubon. Yeah, oh, Ice Rock. Much love. Dang, and shout out to my boy Master Key and Quacky G. Oh, man. Yeah, we had a good time at Audubon. For real. And shout out to my boy BT. He used to take me up to Dorsey football games, and I used to do ciphers with Rappistein and my boy BT, Cool D, you know, Microphone Mike, which is Micah 9 now. What's up? Shout out. Last time I seen you, we was in Texas and San Marcos, man. So I'm back home now, Cali now, Mike. So, you know, hit me up. I already know you got in contact with a few people because I just seen Medusa recently too. So I know y'all rocking with the whole Project Blood, and I seen y'all got a open mic and everything coming up or whatever. I'm gonna catch one soon, man. I just got some other things going right now that I gotta take care of, but I sure will. And I sure would like y'all to be guests over at VIP All Access on Thursdays at, you know what I'm saying, VIP Records up in Long Beach, you know. So if y'all listening or whatever, y'all give me a call or something, because I got y'all direct numbers. I'm going to be giving y'all a call too. So right now, we're supposed to play another jam. Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick, the show. Chalk this up.
It's Uptown Style. It's your own favorite group. Give me my man. I'm finding Dave Dash. Here we go.
Excuse me, Dougie Fresh. Yes. Have you ever seen a show when fellas on the mic with 1 minute rhymes that don't come out right? They bite.
They never write.
That's not polite. Am I lying?
No, you're quite right.
Well, tonight, on this very mic, you're about to hear.
We swear, the best star rappers of the year.
I get so, you so hard. Yeah.
Scream, bravo.
I get
also,
you so hard. Shout out to Alana, the bank is Robin, Osha, Brooke, Tommy Neely, Jessica, go on. We're in the old twist, the world baby, Bruce to me, here we go.
Hey, yo, Doug.
What?
Put your ballets on.
Yo, Rick, I was about to, but I need the shoe home.
Why?
Because the shoes always hurt my phone.
I gotta say,
6 minutes.
I gotta say,
6 minutes.
I gotta say,
6 minutes, they get French, you're on.
Can you beatbox over entertainer?
No.
heard Doug. I was going downtown.
Come on.
Word. All alone, no one to be with. Stepped on the deep end at 205th. I saw a pretty girl.
So
I sat beside her. Then she went real like she was Tony the Tiger. I said, hold on, there's been a mistake. Honey, my name's Slick Rick, not Frosty Flakes.
Oh, golly, why?
She was raised in hell. She said, oh, my name is Maggie, but call me Michelle. Must have
All right, y'all. Yeah, that was Dougie Fresh. You know, Slick Rick, the show. Yeah, y'all remember them days. Lottie Dottie. Next week, that's what I'm going to play that. Lottie Dottie. I'm going to have an all beatbox. Because that's what I'm going to say. I got this post earlier today from my homeboy named Cornbread Cali Wild. He's going to be on VIP All Access this Thursday. So y'all be able to, you know, get in tune with him even more. Him and Urge 7 just did a deal with Sway about a month ago. And it was cool, too. But I've been able to chill with him. I seen him opening up for Rakim. Got a nice show and everything. Good people. But he sent me this post today, and it had all the beatboxes, the old school. It started off with the human beatbox. Then it went to Jockbox and the Skinny Boy. Then it went to Ready Rock C. Then it went to Rozelle. Then it went to Biz Markie. Oh, man, I was like, whoa. And Dougie Fresh was the last one. And it just brought me back because they the reason why I still do what I do to this day. And I go by Rockbox because, you know, I remember it's always been a DJ. It's always been a producer. But if you had the bus live for somebody and you had a nice beatbox with you, they made you sound good. And I don't understand why that beatboxing is not the fifth element of hip hop, because it wouldn't be a lot of these rappers today if they couldn't rhyme to one of our beats, and I'm an old school beatbox. Now beatboxing is universal. It's overseas, and man, they doing amazing sounds and dub steps and stuff you wouldn't. It's like it's beatboxing on steroids now. You know what I mean? And it's folks from all different walks of life, man. You know, from Germany to China to Japan to Korea. Sweden, UK, oh man, all that. I'll be seeing this Sarah beatboxing. That's what they call it. But a lot of them, because the last one that really did something was Rozelle. And he's the art of noise. And then you got some folks on the outside, like you got two comedians. Michael Winslow from Police Academy. And then you got another comedian from Houston named Jay Lamont. So I know about my beatboxing. Michael Jackson was a beatbox. Justin Timberlake, Timberland himself. DMX, yeah, you know. It was a few beatboxes in the time, like I say, you know, and I don't think the art was going to ever die. I'm not here to, you know, just try to bring everything back, but I ain't going to never stop rapping and beatboxing. I ain't going to never stop. That's why they call me Rockbox. So, you know, because I do both. The rock is for the rhyme And the box is for the beatbox. And y'all remember that. That's why they call me Rock Box. It don't stop. You know. So anyway, the next song we coming on with is Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Parents just don't understand.
They don't understand that us kids are going to make some mistakes. So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand. I remember one year my mom took me school shopping. It was me, my brother, my mom, oh, my pop, and my little sister all hopped in the car. We headed downtown to the gallery. Started bugging with the clothes she chose. I didn't say nothing at first, I just turned to my nose. She said, "What's wrong? This shirt cost $20. I said, "Mom, the shirt is plaid with a butterfly collar." The next half hour was the same old thing. My mother buying me clothes from 1963, and then she lost her mind and did the ultimate. I asked her for Adidas and she bought me Zips. I said, "Mom, what are you doing? You ruined my rep."
She said, "You're only 16, you don't have a rep yet." I said, "Mom, let's put these clothes back, please." She said, "No. You go to school to learn, not for a fashion show." I said, "This isn't shining on. Come on, Mom, I'm not Bowser. Mom, please put back the bell-bottom Brady Bunch trousers. But if you don't want to, I can live with that. But you gotta put back the double-knit reversible slacks." She wasn't with it. Everything stayed the same. Inevitably, the first day of school came. I thought I could get over. I tried to play sick, but my mom said, "No, no way, uh-uh. Forget it." There was nothing I could do. I tried to relax. I got dressed up in those ancient artifacts. And when I walked into school, it was just as I thought. The kids were cracking up, laughing at the clothes mom bought. And those who weren't laughing still had a ball, cause they were pointing and whispering as I walked down the hall. I got home and told my mom how my day went. She said, "If they were laughing, you don't need them, cause they're not good friends." For the next 6 hours, I tried to explain to my mom that I was gonna have to go through this about 200 more times. So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue, parents just don't understand.
All right, all right. That was Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Parents just don't understand. 1989, they was the first ones to receive their Grammy on TV. They used to do it behind stage for hip-hop for a few years before. But Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince was the first ones to get there. After that, everything else is history with the sitcom and everything else. And he became a movie star. Shout out to Will Smith. Shout out to LL, Common, Mos Def, Latifah, Chill from Groove B Chill, Kid in Play, oh, Full Force, all of them. Everybody that contributed to keeping hip hop going, you know, man, much love, y'all. Cause it, you know, they didn't think it was gonna go this far. They was trying to kill it, and they couldn't even do it. Still to this day, even though, you know, things done changed, and you know, different trends is going out even faster than before. To where to the point we got to bring the roots of hip hop back. And they starting to do it too, because you can listen to some of these youngsters now. Some of them is already doing it. And, you know, if you cut a tree down, you're going to run back into the roots. So that's where we at. And so don't trip. It'll happen. You know, just keep doing what you're doing. And love what you do, because that's what it is. It got to the point too much money came into the play. And, you know what money could do to a person. So, I mean, you can't blame them. Come on, we ain't never seen that much. I remember when people were just going gold with their music, you know. Then you're talking about platinum, millions of dollars. Man, seeing all the stuff you see, come on now. Somebody gonna do something. So yeah, we about to end this day. I want to thanks for everybody tuning in to Operation Kickback. We're going to end this off with a Naughty by Nature, Hip Hop Hooray, baby.